Good afternoon. It's great to be here. I don't get to the 5 o'clock that often, but this weekend I've taken Father Brian's masses for preaching, and it's a great joy to be here with you today. Back in the 80s, when our children were growing up, a toy came onto the market called the Transformers. And the Transformers, of course, are these human-like robots that have a unique ability to turn into vehicles or beasts. And they have epic stories and are chronicled in exciting universe where heroic Autobots battle the evil Decepticons, and on and on. There's this whole world of these Transformers. But to me, it was like a high-tech version of Clark Kent, coming out of the telephone booth, emerging as Superman, you know, ready to save the truth and fight for the American way and all this, you know. And why Lois Lane didn't recognize that it was him just because he took off his horn-rimmed glasses is still a mystery. But we are captivated with this idea of superpowers and Transformers. But today, we're talking about real transformation. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended to the Father, he promised, he said, "I will send the Holy Spirit." And today, we celebrate that time, that day when he sent the Holy Spirit to us. It's the reason we are here today. If the Holy Spirit had not been sent, we would not be here today. That's how significant it is. We are looking at the Holy Spirit that came to build the church. It gave the church birth, and it built the church in a world and transformed the entire Mediterranean world. It set that world on fire. It breathed life into the church and engendered everything that would follow. The sacraments, the scriptures, the liturgy, chant, monasteries, everything that came was because of God, the Holy Spirit. In fact, the work of the Holy Spirit is so deeply pervasive in the church and in our lives that St. Paul says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And I know the apostles, they must have been wondering what is going on here when Jesus said, "I am going, but I will send the advocate, the comforter, to be with you." They probably were thinking, "No, please, don't leave us. Jesus, what will we do without you?" But he said, "It will be better for you." That was a tough word for them to hear. This week, I came across a reading in the office from St. Cyril of Alexandria that struck me. And he's commenting on the Gospel of John, in particular this line that Jesus said, "If I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you." Quote, "After Christ had completed his mission on earth, it still remained necessary for us to become sharers in the divine nature of the Word. We had to give up our own life and be so transformed that we would begin to live an entirely new kind of life that would be pleasing to God. This was something we could only do by sharing in the Holy Spirit." End quote. They didn't see that. Hindsight, we can see that clearly now. Jesus, it was necessary for Jesus to go, to ascend to the Father, and for the Holy Spirit to proceed from the Father and the Son into this world to give birth to the very church that would live and grow and be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Pentecost is about transformation. Real transformation. God took a man named Simon who was afraid, fearful to testify that he was with Jesus to a maid. He turns him around with the power of the Holy Spirit. 3,000 were converted with his Pentecost message, and he becomes the chief apostle of the church. Saul, a Pharisee of Pharisees who tracked down the Christians and had them murdered, stood there at the feet of the martyrdom of Stephen, stoning to death, and nodded, assenting to that. Saul, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and becomes Paul, the greatest missionary the church has ever had. The Holy Spirit comes to us through our baptism, through our confirmation, through our sacraments of initiation, and comes to transform our lives. The second reading today was from Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. And there's a contrast between the fruits of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit. We're not all there yet. This is a process of being transformed from the flesh to the life of the Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is a lifetime process. As St. Paul says, beholding the Spirit, we are being transformed from glory to glory. We have an opportunity today to examine ourselves before the Lord. Let's first look back and recognize what He has done in our lives, how we have been transformed to this point. And on the other hand, we can look forward and we can say, Lord, how do you want to further transform my life? How might I more fully conform and bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit and be open to the gifts that the Spirit would give in my life for you? And so we pray that prayer, come Holy Spirit, often fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Because that's the will of God, is to transform us, to transform our world, to renew the face of the earth.